Okay, we are up to the next parak in Sefer Malachim Beis, Parak Tezayin, and this is the story of the king Achaz in the 17th year of Pekach ben Remaliahu, who took over for Yisrael. As we wind down in Malchi Yisrael, as we'll see in the next parak, Achaz, the son of Yotam el-Chihuda, takes over. Yotam was a good king, as we saw. He didn't get rid of the Bamos, but Yotam was a good king. He was of a big Anav in the days of his father. When he paskined, he didn't take the credit. That was Yotam in the previous parak. But now, after Yotam dies, his son Achaz takes over. Achaz is king for 16 years, but it was 16 wicked, sinful years. He does not follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He followed the ways of the Malchei Yisrael. He brought in a lot of Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash itself. He brought Moloch into Yerushalayim. He gave his own children to the Moloch, and he, caused terrible wickedness and sin in Am Yisrael. During his time, Ritzin, the king of Aram, and Pekach ben Remaliahu, the king of Yisrael, they both attacked him at various times, and they also teamed up against him, and they caused a lot of casualties. They did not penetrate Yerushalayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Yerushalayim based on going back to David HaMelech. It was not time yet for Malchi Yehuda to be totally destroyed. But a lot of sorrows were caused to Achaz. But Esahi at that time, Ritzin, the king of Aram, captured various parts of Eretz Yisrael, and he sent the Jews out, and he brought Goyim there. And finally, Achaz, instead of turning to Hashem with all of his sorrows, he turns to the king of Ashur, as we had in the last parak, Tiglath Pileser, the king of Ashur, and he says, "Please help me, I'm your servant, I'm your son." And he sends him a lot of assets and money. He empties out the Beis HaMikdash. He empties out the king's treasury. He says, "Please come and fight for me and help me." So the king of Ashur does it a little bit, but not totally. He goes to Damascus, and he takes care of the king of Ashur. He kills Ritzin, but that's it. He doesn't totally wipe out the other enemies of Achaz from the other cities. Amazingly, after that takes place, after the king of Ashur, Tiglath-Pileser, helps out Achaz, Achaz goes to Damascus, pashtus, to thank him. While he's there, he sees the beautiful, in his mind, Mizbeach of Aram, who was just defeated, and he sends back to his Kohen, back in Yerushalayim, "Please make me a replica of this Mizbeach," which he does. Uriah HaKohen makes a replica of the Aramean Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. By the time Achaz gets back, it's already done. He acted with great zrizus, and he comes, and Achaz makes that the main Mizbeach that he's going to sacrifice on, and he sacrifices to all of his idols, to all of his Avodah Zarah, in the Beis HaMikdash. He positions the Mizbeach between the real Mizbeach and the Heichal, right inside, as if to make that the closer in, and that's the Iker Mizbeach. And he says, "I'll bring some of his Karbanos on the other Mizbeach as well, but the Iker one is the one that was made new to copy the Mizbeach of Aram." The parak describes also that he broke off certain parts of certain Kalim, the Yam Shel Shlomo. He destroyed all the different Kioros he destroys. And finally, at the end of the parak, he dies. The way of the Rachas, he dies, and he is buried in Ir David. There are other versions of the story elsewhere, but either way, he dies, and his son Chizkiyo takes over. So this is an amazing cycle of events that we have here. Yotam, who is a righteous king, then we have Achaz, who is a Rasha, and then we are going to have Chizkiyahu, one of the best kings ever, and then we will have Menashe. So it's really a seesaw in the Malchei Yehuda right now. And the next part of the show, we'll get back to the end of Malchei Yisrael. But either way, let's get back to the beginning of Perek Tezayin. B'shnas Shvazrei Shana LePekach Ben Remaliahu, Malach Achaz Ben Yotam Melech Yehuda. So Achaz, the son of Yotam, as we said, the father of Chizkiyahu, he takes over. And again, here too, we are getting towards the end. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9, as we'll see, 9 kings left to Malchei Yehuda, and less than that, only one more left to Malchei Yisrael. So Achaz takes over when he is 20 years old. Visheshes Reshana Malach Yerushalayim, and he rules for 16 years. Velo Asa Hayashar Ben Hashem Alokav Kidavid Aviv. He did not follow the path of Hashem, like David, his father. So the question is, what does that mean? If he was a total Rasha, he did Avodah Zarah, he did terrible things, and as we'll see, he stopped at Torah learning, so what does it mean he wasn't like David? Of course he wasn't like David. David was unbelievable righteous, but he was like almost like David. He wasn't even close to being almost like David. So what's the message? So if you look in the Rinas Yitzchak, V'yitzchak Saratzin suggests V'yesh Lomar, maybe the pasuk is being megala to us the root sin of Achaz. We're going to have a number of suggestions over the next couple of minutes. What was the root problem that misled him when he had a righteous son? And we'll see he had a righteous father, a righteous son. So what led him off? V'yesh Lomar da pasuk megala on Shorsho Shel Achaz. The pasuk is being megala to us the root. Sheratza Leo Sadik. He was going to be good. He just did not set his goals so high. Meaning his father was here, and what did it say? Chashav shalot tzorach lios kedavid aviv. He thought, I could be righteous, but I don't have to be so great. I don't have to be the best. I don't have to be so unbelievable. Once somebody has that attitude, I don't have to be the best that I could be. I don't have to be kedavid aviv. That was what he planned to do, to be just under David. But once we shoot for mediocrity, so then we're not even going to get to mediocrity. This is what the Yetzirah does. If somebody gets angry and acts in their anger, it should appear in our minds like they are over the Avodah Zarah. Why? What is the Gemara say, Shekachu manu so shela yetzahara, hayom emer lo kach, ulamachar omer lo ase kach, at sheomer lo avod avod azar v'holich v'oved, act in anger, get out of control, and eventually, it'll lead, v'chein kara ba'achaz, and that's exactly what happened by Achaz, says the Rinas Yitzchak, sheya aviv sadek gomor, v'lo haya bo shum chait, v'rak mikivan chenispate, alakala sofo sheavad avod azara v'hershia. The yetzahara works little by little, he opens up, just like Lahavdil. Lahavdil, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, open me up a Pesach shell, machat, v'ani eftach l'chan, I'll open you up a huge opening to let wagons in. So too the Yetzirah works that way too. The Yetzirah opens, gets a little bit in there, and he continues little by little by little, making us sin. So that's one idea. We're going to see Yitzchak as another one, but we'll just leave it at that. So the message for us being, we have to have unbelievable goals, and shoot for the best. We have to shoot for the best, and we'll do the best we can in that way. So what happens? The Navi continues, Vayelech b'derech Malchei Yisrael. He did not follow Malchei Yehuda, David HaMelech, he followed Malchei Yisrael, v'gamez b'no, he'evir ba'esh, k'so'avos ha'goyim asher horis Hashem osam b'nei b'nei Yisrael. The nations that Hashem drove out because they worship Molech, he dafka followed their path, and he passed his son in fire through Molech. There is a machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam versus the Ramban. What exactly is the Isser of Avodah Zarah of Molech? How are we supposed to understand that? Rashi and the Rambam seem to say that it's not dafka killing the child. There's fire, and we pass the child through fire as a service of the Avodah Zarah. Rashi writes in Achremos, V'zui Avodasa, Shemoser Benola Komrim, a person gives his son to the priests of the Molech, V'akomrim Osin Shtei Meduros Gedolos, and they make two big fires, V'uma Avirin Esaben Baraglov, Bein Shtei Meduros Ha'esh. That's what happened. It doesn't sound like they're killing the child. If you look in the Ramban and Achremos, the Ran and Mesechas and Hedrin argue. They say, no, we think that the Isser of Molech is murder. The Enon Irikain says the Ramban. Milashonam Shambi Gemara. Vod ech yischayef hu misa bavodas acherim. Im kolzer nir be'enai, here's the line, ki haben lama acholes ha'esh. The ben goes to the fire, shakasuv omer. And he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel. Es b'neim asher yoldu li haviru lahem la'achla. Sham namar ubishachtam is bineyam legilu lehem. Shem aviron osan ba'esh atzi yisrof osha yamus ba'esh vihi shchitaso. That is the Isra Molech Machlokas Rishonim, whether they actually killed or not. This relates to a Gemara in Mesechas Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Sama Gimel Amabez, right? What does this pasuk say here? Vagamez beno, his son. How many sons did Achaz have? At least one, because we know Chizkiyo HaMelech. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Sama Gimel Amabez that Achaz, right, it says here that he passed his son. So does that mean Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu, he passed, according to the Ramban, that he passed it's death, and he passed his one son, and this is his only son that we're aware of. So how did he survive? So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Samak Gimel Amabez, in Mesechah Sanhedrin, that was an ace. Av Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Bikesh Aviv Lasos Lokain. Chizkiyo, his father, Achaz, tried to kill him this way, according to the way the Ramban would learn the Gemara. Elisha Sichto Imo Salamandera. But his mother had smeared his skin with salamandera. What's that? Rashi there in Sanhedrin. Chayak Tana, Sheyotzemi Tanur Shohaish Bo Eres Bo Shevashanim. A little insect. Chaya, that could survive 7 years in a fire. V'hasoch mi daman, if somebody smears themselves from its blood, ein ha'ar sholeit bo, he will not be burned. U'ba'achaz matzinu katuven, by achaz, we see it's written, our pasuk. V'gamaz b'no ha'avir ba'esh, Rashi learns sefer malachim base. Gamaz b'no ha'avir ba'esh, v'lo matzinu lo ben, el chizkiyo. We only see that he only had one son. So according to the way the Ramban would have to read the Gemara, and the pasuk is that, well, he tried to kill him, but he didn't because of that, because of the nace that his mother had smeared with Alexandra dam, according to Rashi and the Rambam, maybe he did, maybe he passed his son through, but you know he survived because that's what Molech does. If you look in the Sefer Hachinuch in Mitzvah Reish Ches, that's where he talks about the Isser of Molech at the end of Achremos, and he quotes his machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, and he notes according to Rashi and the Rambam. So the question has to be explained. So why is there... this is just one example of an Avodah Zarah. Why do you have to count this as a separate one? It must be that it was very common. Shahaisa Avodah Ra'a B'yoser V'hayu Adukin B'harbe B'oso Zman. And that's why it's a separate Avera. According to the Ramban, it's a little more understandable. Because this is the only Avodah Zarah that you are actually killing somebody in. And that's why it's counted as a separate losa, say a separate avera. Shini mechudash yesh ba'avodah zu shel molech. Mikol shar avodah zarah. Shebechol avodah zarah lo yischayev ha'ovda shlo kedarke ela ba'arba avodas yiduos. But here, this avodah yirchayev by all v'zeo nirali mechal dvarav. So he talks about those two shitas. There is an interesting point once we're talking about Molech, and that is if you look at Achremos, we have the entire Parsha of Arayos. We have all the Isurim of Arayos listed, including all the relatives, and then a wife and a sister, and an Isser Nida. And then after that, we have the Isser of Molech. And after Molech, we have finishing up Arayos. We have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. And the Achronim are bothered, not really in the Rishonim. What's Molech doing in the middle? First finish Arayos. You have all the Arayos, and then we have Molech, and then we have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. What are those two not considered Arayos? Those also have to do with Bia, and Molech is totally different. What's Avodah Zarah doing smack in the middle? Or not smack in the middle, but towards the end, but still in the middle of Arayos. So various suggestions are given. I saw in the Kamosi Shalal Rav, he quotes one suggestion, why it is. He quotes this from the Kovetz Torah Mitzion. Quotes this from one of the Achronin. He says, maybe the point is that obviously people aren't, we don't believe in child sacrifice, and nobody's interested in killing their child. But you know what the Havamina might be? If somebody has an illegitimate child, if somebody has a mamzer, and they don't want this child to be a stain on their record for the rest of history, so maybe that's the Havamina. That's the Havamina of, you know, after all the Chayvei Krisis are listed, and if one violates Chayvei Krisis, what's produced? A mamzer. So maybe one might have thought that, okay, getting rid of that type of life is maybe somewhat less, it's not as bad. The Torah puts Molech right there. No. We do not believe in child sacrifice. Doesn't matter who it is. Sometimes people might want to get rid of it. It's to teach us Sha'av Zera Pasul, Afilu Mamzer Gamur, Usur Lahaviro Lamolech. Afilu Mizaracha Abacha the Misuri Arayos. That doesn't matter. Right, it reminds us a little bit of the Rav Emden has a tshuva, the Shelos Yavis, which everybody argues on. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's totally wrong. Right, a tshuva where he talks about having an abortion when a woman is pregnant with a illegitimate child because she had a marriage, she was mezana, and now she wants to do tshuva. Is she allowed to have an abortion? So he allows, after giving some very unusual svaris, he allowed it, but nobody paskins that way. We don't paskin that way. But there also, it has to do with issues of illegitimate children. But that's why Moloch is stuck in the middle of Arayos, suggests the Achronim in Kemotzi Shalal Rav. Okay, let's go back to our pasuk. So again, Achaz is the king, and he brings Moloch to Yerushalayim. Vayizabeach vayekater babamos valagvos. And he brings idols all over. V'tachas gleis ra'anon. Pashtus all the mizbeachs, mizbechos that were all over Yerushalayim, that were used l'shem shemayim, which wasn't great, but it was used l'shem shemayim. So he used those altars, those mizbechos, to serve serve all of his avodah zarah. So that's the main psukim that in our parak talk about avodah zarah. But if you look in the Yerushalmi, and the Midrashim, it's in the Medrash, and it's in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin and Perak Yud, they add on more chatoim. Lama nikra shmo Achaz, Sanhedrin in the 10th parak. Why was his name called Achaz? She'achaz bate knasios u'bate midrashos. He grabbed the shuls and the yeshivas. He tried to get rid of Torah learning. Lama haya Achaz domeh, lamelach shaylo ben u'masro l'pitagago, v'yemavakish lahargo. What happens? It gives a mashal. Amar amani harga harini mischayim misa. Ha'ala hariani moshechas minikatal mimenu me'atmu umeis. A teacher wants to get rid of a child. If I kill him, I'll be chayim misa. No, I'll just make sure he doesn't go back to get food or to nurse. And therefore, memela, he'll die. So Achaz wasn't just going to kill all the Talmidei Chachamim, but he was going to get rid of the lifeline of the Jewish people. Kach amar Achaz, im ein gedim, ein tiyashim. Im ein tiyashim, ein son. Im ein son, ein roeh. Im ein roeh, ein olam. Im ein olam, kaviyachol, kach haya Achaz, sover, b'dayto lomar. Im ein ktanim, if I get rid of the Torah learning from the children, ein gedolim. Im ein gedolim, if there's no nation, ein chachamim. Im ein chachamim, ein neviim. Im ein neviim, ein ruach hakodesh. Im ein ruach hakodesh, ein batei knesios, batei midrashos, kaviyachol, ein hakadosh baruch hu mashrish shchinaso al Yisrael. If I could get rid of Torah learning, I eventually could remove God from this world. And that's what he tried to do. He tried to get rid of Torah from Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Gemara, again, all various suggestions in Chazal, what exactly was the root of his sin? The Gemara Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel says, links it to Atzlus. I'll stay ish atzel avarti, the pasuk in Mishlei, Za'achaz. Why? Rashi quotes there, Lahachi karile atzel shachasam es haTorah ubitel asa avoda. He was, at root, an atzel, lazy. Right? That's the first step in Avodas Hashem. Right? How does the Mesul Shisharim start? Zihirus and Zrizus. Zahirus and Zrizus go together, but the opposite of Zrizus is Atzlus. And at Mesul Shisharim, at length, in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, of Mesul Shisharim, he discusses the Midara of Atzlus, right? If we're lazy and that we just, you know, decide, we make up all the excuses for ourselves, why we don't have to do this, and then we'll get up when we want to do something. The first halacha in the Torah, Ratz Katzvi, we have to get up like a lion and run like a deer. The Arch HaSadikim also discusses this at length in Shar HaAtzlus. Shah HaAtzlus goreim sheyechapes svaros. Lomar sheose mitzvah levadam and alimud. In Atzel, somebody lazy could come up with all of the justifications and consider it a mitzvah to be lazy. You have to rest a little bit to get strength. Somebody is acting with Jesus, so he can have a little bit of relaxation time. But just to relax and never do anything on laziness, and laziness breeds contempt, laziness breeds a vacuum in my mind to leave it open for evil activities. So there's a lot more regarding Atzlus, but we'll continue now. So what happens? He does all of these terrible things. Then what happens? Yale, Ritzin, the king of Aram, Pekach ben Remalyo, Melech Yisrael, come up to fight Yerushalayim. If you look in Yeshayahu, Perek Zion, we mentioned last Perek, now Yeshayahu is the parallel Navi of these kings, this time period, towards the end of Sefer Malachim Beis. Yeshayahu tells Achaz that don't worry if you do tshuva, if you come back to Hashem, Hashem's not going to let them take Yerushalayim. Don't worry. They surrounded. So what does he do? Instead of accepting the sign of Yeshayahu, he goes and tries to enlist Ashur's help. But it says in Perek Zayin, he tells the whole story, Bimei Achaz ben Yotam ben Uziyahu melech Yehuda, Allah ritzin melech Aram, upekach ben Remayo, Melech Yisrael Yerushalayim, La Melchama Olao, Velo Yochal Yilachim Olao, Vayugal Beis David Leimar, and they say, they hear, Achaz hears that he's surrounded, Vayomar Hashem Al Yishayo, Tsei No Likras Achaz, Hashem tells Yishayo, go to Achaz, Ata Usha'ar Yashuv Banecha, El Ksei Talata Brecha, go meet him with your son, V'yamarte lov, Hishamer V'ashked Al Tira, don't fear, L'vavchal Yerach, Mishnea Zanvus Ha'udim Ha'ashinim Ha'ila, from these two fires. What are the two fires? Ritzin and Pekach, right? Don't be scared. And don't worry, v'chulu v'chulu, na'alebi Yehuda nikitzena, they're saying we could fight Yehuda, but Hashem says, don't worry, sha'alecha os me'im Hashem alakecha. Hashem says to tell Achaz to ask for a sign. And Achaz is not interested in a sign. The wickedness has no bounds, even when Hashem is trying to be good to him. So what happens here? Ba'esa hiyeshiv ritzin melech aram es elas laram. So ritzin and Pekah have various victories, but they don't get Yerushalayim. But the very important phrase, or even word, in Pasuk Vav. Vayenashel es ha-yehudim me'elos. They take the Jews out of Elos, and or Eilat, however, whatever the name is, and they put Edomim there ad hayom hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, other Achronim point out, this is the first time in all of Tanakh that we are called Yehudim. Yes, Bnei Yehuda, the Shevet Yehuda, is called Yehuda in the past. But Yehudim as a nation, that we are known as Yehudim, even not from Shevet Yehuda, this is the first time. Lehi Karei, says Rabbi Yaakov, Yehudi, Kishem Le'um, Kamo Plishti, Lohayu Nikraim, Ki im Bnei Shevet Yehuda. Why now? Why now? Because now, all of a sudden, Malchus Yisrael is petering out. There is no more Machlis Yisrael. And what's going to be left? Yehuda, Binyamin, and a few stragglers. Who are we? We are now Yehudim. Atalacha shekfar galu me'asaras ha'shvatim. It already started, as we saw in the last parak. U'malchus Yisrael halcha v'nidaldola. Nischadei shem Yehudim k'shem la'um. Mikivan shemalchus Yehuda tafses hegmonia bechal Yisrael. Ach Yehuda niya shama uma bechal seha. Right now, we are called Yehudim for the first time in Tanakh. Okay, weiter. Vayishlach Achaz Malachim, Achaz sends Malachim to Tiglas Pileser. As we said, he rejects Yishayo's offer, and he says, please, Avdecho Binchani, I am your servant, I am your son. Right, similar to what we say on Rosh Hashanah, Im Kivanim, Im Kavadim. Right, it's a double type of lowering oneself. Alevo Shieni, help save me from Aram. And he takes tons of silver and gold in the Beis Hashem and in the Otros Beis HaMelech. He bankrupts the Beis HaMikdash and he bankrupts himself. The king of Asher hears and he goes to Damasek and he kills Ritzin. So the king Achaz goes up to Damascus to say thank you, and he sees the Mizbeach of the nation that was just defeated, that he wanted to kill, and he's enthralled by the Mizbeach. And he sends back to Uriah HaKohen. He says, go and build a replica of this Mizbeach, which he does with great alacrity. So by the time the king comes back, it is all built, and he's able to use it. He goes and brings all the karbanos on this new Mizbeach. What about the original Mizbeach, the true Mizbeach? He puts this new Mizbeach in between. He sticks it in, making it closer to the west, which all agreed was holy. And he puts it also towards the north, the northern constellations. Many Achronim say that's where the Avodah Zarah was most prevalent, and that's what they worship. Says the Abarbanel, why did he do this? And he also changed the structure of a couple of kalim, and he dafka put the Mizbeach here. Says the Abarbanel, lahachis es Hashem, number one, to make Hashem angry, ulahoros, shekleyabayis lo nasu ki im mipas harotzon kvi masharaz shlomo. He wanted it to take the divine element out of the kelim. You think Hashem commanded these? No, Shlomo did it. Shlomo did this, I'm going to do that. He destroyed the Yamshel Shlomo, he destroyed the Mosech HaShabbos, which was the area of shade where the Kohanim used to stay when they waited, because the Mishmaris finished and switched on Shabbos, so they couldn't leave on Shabbos. So they stayed for a couple of hours in the shade. So he destroyed that. He destroyed everything that represented a mitzvah, that represented the divine element in the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, towards the end of, I'm sorry, even before that, just relating to the Mizbeach, when we're talking about the Mizbeach, Rashi and the Radak here discuss, did they move the old Mizbeach? Was it movable? It was made out of stone. You can't remove it unless you destroy it. These Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here just quotes the Mikdash David. Mikdash David is one of the classic Sfarim, two Sfarim on Zeraim and on Kachim, but he quotes that he learned with him, that Rabbi David Rappaport, who was killed in the Shoah, Hashem Yikom Damo, who wrote the Tzemach David on the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Asher Yada, this is Rabbi Yaakov talking, Asher Yada, he knew all of Shas by heart, not missing a letter. When we learned the Kavna, he asked me the following question. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says when they came back to Vayesheni, they had to get a Navi to tell them to exactly where to build a Beis HaMikdash. The question is why? Ask the Mikdash David. They can know where it was, or they can even go underground and see where they are keeping. It has to be built make sure there's no tumma underneath, so they could tell exactly what he needed a navi for. Sarach Ian, no answer given. But once we're talking about the placement of the Mizbeach, he quotes that question. In other Shiurim, we mentioned that Rav Salvechik quoted from his grandfather, the Beis HaLevi, the idea of Misora, the idea of if there is something out of the Misora, we might not have the ability to bring it back in. He said that's why the Beis HaLevi was against Chelas and the Radziner. But the raya that he brought was this Rambam. The point was, for 70 years, they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. So even if they would know where to build the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring it back without a Navi. Not allowed to. It was out of the Misar for 70 years. So therefore, it couldn't be brought back in. Either way, that was the Mikdash of his Kasha, right here in the Emes Liakov HaNavi, and the answer of the Beis HaLevi. Finishing up the Perek, on the rest of the days of the activities of Achaz, they're written in the Sefer Divrei Hayam L'Malchut Yehuda. Achaz dies. The Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadi Vav says the day that he died was only 2 hours long because Hashem made the sunset earlier, so he wouldn't have any covet in his death. There wouldn't be any Espedim. There wouldn't be any covet. Why, one might ask, did he give him 16 years of ruler if he was so wicked? So one could suggest because he was waiting for Chizkiyahu, his son, who was going to be unbelievably righteous, to be able to come of age, to be the king. Either way, this is the story. Achaz dies, and Chizkiyahu now takes over. Okay, we'll stop here.